Jake and Amy.
We have to repeat that line.
First of
that
all,
you just
why
said.
Am I always the most nasally person on the planet?
I don't know.
It, but you gotta
admit,
I don't
hear it that much.
No, but that much. No, but you hear it.
In that, but the recording's kind of messed up.
No, but you live with me every day.
It.
Like, I'm a nasally sounding human right there.
Women are more, here's the other thing. There's like this, there's this effect where you hear your voice a lot lower because it's coming from your own skull.
No, but like when I hear a recording, I still sound just as nasally.
I don't think you're that
nasally.
Maybe
it's because I have a deviated septum.
Could be.
Should
we talk to an ears, nose,
ear,
nose, and throat doctor?
Could that be a reason?
I mean, anything could be a reason.
Like mucus.
Or... yeah.
Okay.
I remember, actually, I have a fond memory of my Aunt Cindy, who passed away in 2009. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite memories of her was we were sitting at the dinner table, like a big family dinner, and she said, she was talking about how the head resonates, because she was a soprano, she was a singer. She would talk about how the head resonates when you sing, like how to like kind of adjust for how your head sounds. And she's like, well, if you take the brain out of your head, you just have a drum. And I was like, or a drummer. But
I like literally am lost. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
I don't think I'm
so like
cricket,
the yeah, when
cricket,
you when you sing, your whole head actually like vibrates and resonates with what you're singing. And the same with when you're talking.
Uh-huh.
So the physicality and the shape of your head can determine how your voice sounds.
So what does that have to do with being a drum or a drummer?
Because she was just thinking about she was trying to tell a story about how a drum resonates and it's just empty space. Anyway.
And welcome to episode 8. Woo! Am I right?
Okay.
Sorry, honey. I just don't get it.
That's fine. You don't have to get it.
All I was trying to say is I sound nasally.
Can I tell you some cool news, though?
Your feet freak right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not the news I was going to tell you, but
okay,
fine.
What's the news? Go ahead.
We have 239 listens so far on our podcast of all 8 episodes.
I'm disappointed.
Don't be disappointed. That's fantastic.
I wanted us to be on Ellen by
in
now.
In 11 states across 11
states?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 3 different countries.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm impressed with that. What are the countries?
England, America, and Australia.
England makes sense. Obviously, the U.S. as well. Who's in Australia?
No idea. I have no clue.
Killing it.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Woo!
And we met somebody who had listened to our podcast today.
Yeah, Mr. Cook. We were at a kid's birthday party. That's going to be the first thing I talk about today. And specifically, this child is Charlotte. She is 1 year old. And
today was today her birthday?
Of course you're going to ask me that on the podcast. Thanks, Jake. You already asked me that once off the podcast. Great.
I just assume that it's actually like people don't have birthdays on their actual birthday. But
anyway, so it was Charlotte's first birthday. And our friends, Ryan and Andrew, and Andrew's father, Mr. Cook, said to us, he was like, yeah, I can't wait to listen tonight. I was like, no way. He listens to
he
us.
Knows, yeah. I was spacing off, and I think I was like,
we were on taco number 4.
I was on my 4th of 5 tacos, which were very good. And I was like kind of like staring off, and I think I was accidentally looking at him. And then he was like, hi, like obviously acknowledging that I was just like looking in his direction as he should have. And I was like, hi.
Hi, I'm Jay.
I was not staring at you.
Yeah. So that was super cool that he actually, and then he even chatted about some things we had talked about. So he really was not lying. Good job, yeah. Mr. Cook. Thank you. So yeah, that was my first thing on the list I wanted to bring up.
Was kids' birthday parties?
Kids' birthday parties. Yeah. Because you know you're getting old, like today. Jake and I, married couple, what are we doing on the weekend? We're going to a kid's birthday party.
And what did we do Saturday night? We made pizza with a 4-year-old.
Yeah. So that's our life now.
And her mother. There were other adults there.
So you're like going all over the place.
Darn right.
Guys, you're going to sense my anger by the end of this. I can feel it welling up. So yeah, no, it's just, it's a weird kind of, I don't want to say weird. It's just, that's the sign when you are getting older and all your friends have kids and you're going to their kids' birthday parties and it's like a social event and I feel like it's more for the adults maybe. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I think there's a big part of like a 1-year-old's birthday party that's like almost proving to the kid later like we had a birthday party for you when we were one.
You're welcome. She was so cute. It was a mermaid theme, and we got there a little early to try to help with some decorations. And yeah, they did. And this is so nice of them because, you know, no offense to my friends that have kids that have birthday parties. They're not always the most exciting thing. Like, of course, you get to see your friends and hang out. But Rayanne and Andrew decided to do a taco margarita theme for the adults.
Cinco de Mayo.
So smart and delicious and super fun. So,
and the cake was super well done.
Yeah, she did a great job. So anyway, just an overall kind of fun day. And, it you know, I always kind of start to think about, you know, I relate it to myself as a kid. And like, did you guys get party favors and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, definitely I have vivid memories of my mom sitting up like the night before, like stuffing the party favor bags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. I feel like I just was like off playing and mom would take care of it, which I feel awful about. But.
Well, what were you going to do? Be sick stuffing your party
favors? I should have been helpful. I should have been a helper.
But like, do you remember the sort of things you would get in your party favors?
All I can think of, a lot of stickers. I feel like a lot of stickers.
Stickers, like candy maybe?
Yeah, probably candy or like
tattoos. You know what I got today from the party?
What'd you get today?
A slap bracelet, baby.
With the cool sequin thing that goes back and forth.
It was so cool, and it was bringing, I swear, all of the women in the 30 age range were like, I want one. Back to
throwback. Yeah, seriously. 90s. Heaven forbid we talk in a whole episode without talking about 90s throwbacks and Auburn.
Well, we can't help it. Hey, we were trying to go one episode without Auburn. Way to go, Jake.
I didn't talk about it. I just said the name.
Ugh.
We can move forward.
But yeah, so it was a really fun day, and Charlotte was so cute and got a lot of cute things. Really, and cute. Always fun watching, you know, the little ones like eat cake for the first time. They're like, oh, this is so good. Except they don't talk yet. So, well, you know, babble.
She seemed confused by it at first.
Well,
as most
there's a lot going
are.
On. So one thing, kind of a caveat to these kids' birthdays. So I think a lot of women that don't have children of their own will totally agree with me on this. But so as I'm sitting there today, you know, tons of young women there with their kids. And these are girls that I've known throughout the years because of Rayanne, and some even just aside from that. And this is totally me putting it on myself. Like, no one has ever said to me, like, oh, you don't have a kid yet or anything like that. It's just, I'm 32 years old. I'm watching everyone else. Truly, at one point, everyone there that was a girl my age, actually, not even, yeah, just an adult that was a female, had their child with them.
Or was pregnant.
Right. There was one other person, now that I'm saying that, that was not. But it's just that feeling of, like, I feel kind of weird. Like, I feel like the minority, because I am, and I just feel weird. Yeah,
it's,
I don't know how
almost,
else to say it.
It's a little bit self-imposed pressure, sort of.
Not pressure like, oh, we need to have a baby today, right. But it's that feeling of like, oh, I'm definitely like not part of the club, you know?
Yeah, everybody's like, wearing a green sweatshirt but you.
Yeah,
and you're
it
like,
was just,
should I go get a green sweatshirt?
Mm-hmm.
Not that a kid is a green sweatshirt.
As I'm sipping my wine. Doing my podcast on a Sunday night. Hashtag kid free.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I just got thinking about all of that today.
On the other hand, though, I mean, I think learning to have some fun at those things is a part of us getting older, too. Because we have spent so much time, like, the amount of time I've spent with kids in the last 2 years is 1,000% more than my entire 20s.
Well, yeah, but that's just, I mean, that's the same for me. It's your friends are starting to have their own families.
Yeah, but I think I do know, I had other friends that, like, either had, like, significantly younger siblings or, like, had nieces and nephews while they were still younger, if that makes sense. So they were just, like, introduced to, like, just playing with kids, like, in your mid, like, early to mid-20s, and so it's just a little bit more normal. It was almost like, I really didn't spend a lot of time around, like, children and just playing with a three-year-old until my late 20s, I would say. And
yeah,
it was like,
No, but that's what I'm saying. Your friends weren't, you didn't have those people in your life that had children that young for you to be around. So
exactly. I'm just saying other people did, and so I feel like I'm playing catch-up to just,
oh,
like,
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Just, so. It's our new normal.
Yeah, but it's fun. We're spend a lot adults. Of time at the looking at Cat and Jack stuff in Target now. And
I love the Cat and Jack line. What did Ashley say today?
Oh, she I was like, oh, what if they named it like Kitty and Dave? And she was like, oh, call it Dog and Jill.
So funny. Yeah. She's like, Cat and Jack is great. For those of you that don't know what Cat and Jack is, who are you? Secondly, go check it out because it's so affordable and they have the cutest kids stuff and it's, you know, I think fairly well made.
You can it's all at Target, but you can
This is sponsored by Target.
And Dog and Jill. The Target, and sometimes we find it at TJ Maxx Home Goods. Sometimes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we do. I remember we bought.
Jake does.
For Christmas, we bought Simon and Abel, like an alphabet thing from Home
Are you
Goods.
Talking about Melissa and Doug?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Cat and Jack, sure am. Cat and Jack is purely a Target brand.
The other kids thing that has an and in it.
Golly. Melissa and Doug. Also great. For sure, great toys. And yeah. They're wooden usually. Yeah, good quality.
What a weird Man. Turn.
Yeah, Half, well, here we are.
Thanks for
Speaking
staying
Speaking of long. Cat and Jack and Melissa and Doug, what about Sheila? Tell them about Sheila.
Okay, so this will be my first thing, I guess. But you told me about it because you saw it first. There's this mm-hmm. duck that has kind of nested and laid her like 8 or 9 eggs under this tiny little tree in our neighbor's kind of...
Bush.
Yeah, it's a bush.
So we live in an apartment complex, and basically our neighbor on the complete opposite side of the building as us, but it's where I park my car, so we walk that way a lot. Yeah. There's a bush on the corner of the building, and there she is.
Little Sheila, we named her. And she'll every now and again, she'll leave the nest and cover up her eggs.
Yeah.
Which, so it's almost like, They're it's not almost there. Impossible to see the eggs unless yeah. she's, but... There was one time I felt really bad. I got out of the car. I had the dog on the leash. And Sarah just was like, she saw them and was like interested and made a tiny lunge. She was still like, I was still kind of barrier between the dog and the duck. But Sheila got pretty freaked out and just like, and left.
I
and
know.
Exposed her egg. And so I saw all the eggs and they're huge.
I'm like, just wondering why she chose like that as the spot because it's not near water.
Yeah, but it's very covered. I mean, you can barely see her.
Yeah, but like, I know nothing about ducks. Do they do that?
I don't know.
I feel like they would be near a body of water. That's just how
Maybe.
But yeah, I hope she's okay. I mean, I thought for a split second, I was leaving for work the other day, and I thought she hurt her leg, but I think she had just been sitting on it for so long, covering the eggs, that she had a little cramp or
well,
something.
Well, that's what the neighbor said. She's like, didn't she? Like, yeah. She's, like, oh, but, she's been sitting on
yeah,
it for a
well,
while.
Yeah, well, because after that, she was fine.
Yeah.
So what do you do, guys? Do you call animal control? Do you?
I think
does she need to be transplanted with her eggs?
I think we just leave her alone. But I don't think it would be a body of water, right? Because there's probably more predators near a body of water. So she's trying to find the safest place.
Yeah, I guess. But what do you do when you have 9 little ducklings? Under that little bush. Yeah,
they're going to be crossing the road a lot, unfortunately.
I hope they're okay.
That's a thing. There is a lot of, like, even for the more urban areas, I would say there's a lot of wildlife around here, more so than other places I've lived.
Like what? What do you see? Oh, a turtle.
Yeah. That was bizarre. I've never seen a turtle in the wild.
Yeah, this was last year, but we were driving... basically down the road near our house. And there was this pretty good size snapping turtle in the middle of the road. But, you know, we could have driven over it, but it was definitely stuck and it was so hot and Jake was scared to pick it up and I had to do it. And then I had to wash my hands so I don't get salmonella.
What else have we seen? Oh, well, we saw deer, obviously, but that's not a huge deal. They were like white-tailed deer, which I haven't seen
turkeys.
In a long time. And a lot of turkeys.
So many turkeys.
PSA. Turkey poop is very poisonous for dogs.
Yeah, but is that a certifiable... That's not even the word I wanted. Is that a real fact?
I haven't checked.
Okay. Jake likes to tell people these like facts, and it's like, do we know for certain that that is a fact?
I've just heard stories, that's all.
Should I Google it?
Yeah, we could Google it. Check it out. It's provable.
I don't want to. I believe you. It's fine.
All right.
So you're saying, though, turkey poop... Like if you touch it or...
No, if dogs eat it, because dogs will, you know, have been known to eat poop sometimes, or like they want to smell it. And don't give me that face. It's true. I think it's true. I believe it, is all I'm saying.
Oh, honey.
I don't think our dog should be eating any kind of poop.
Mm-hmm. No, but, I mean, I agree. That's disgusting. Why are we talking about this?
Because it's important. PSA. Okay, I'm going to move on to my next thing.
Okay.
We went to Hannaford, our local grocery store, which we go maybe 3 times a week. And there's this guy there. His name is Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And he is kind of their sample guy.
Yeah.
And they have him man. I've seen him in many places throughout the store. But like, normally a sample. I love me some samples. Like, I really love me some samples. You do not have to convince
that
me.
That is an understatement from the guy that every time he's at my parents' house, he'd say, what do you call
almond
it?
Almond rucka.
Yeah, and he always says, hey, Mom, what do these taste like? Even though he's had one every time. And Mom's always like, oh, I don't know. Why don't you try one? Because they're so annoying. Anyway, you always are up for the free.
So, yeah, I will. My favorite days at the stores are sample days. And Norman takes a different approach to manning the sample.
First of all, he is the cutest thing.
He's very cute.
And he wears like a white coat.
Yeah, he looks like a lab technician.
Yeah, yeah. Love him.
And I'm going to ballpark it at 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And very sweet. But he, instead of just like, hello, would you like a sample? Or like, hi, would you like to try our strawberries today? He looked at me from like across 2 produce like islands,
mm-hmm,
and just goes like, hey, come here. And he like gestures to me like,
oh, he's
either
into it.
And the way that I look, it was like either something is wrong or he's got a little piece of candy for me. You know what I mean? Like hanging in his coat pocket.
Okay.
You know, it was almost like it just was so urgent. And he was like, come here, come here. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And I like grab my apple, which I was going to get. And I walked over and he's like, you want to try some strawberries? They're fresh today. Got $2 off coupons.
Hey, and we bought those strawberries.
We sure did. It worked. But then I left. After we left and we walked around, I saw him look at this other couple. And he just goes, hey, come here. And he did it. Like, it was almost like I thought maybe he was doing something special for me, which is one of the reasons I went over. But then he like did it to the next person.
You were
like,
so excited,
aw,
when he gave you the free maple mustard.
Yeah, he was giving. They were just giving away product. Like,
it was after Maine Maple Sunday, and Jake was like, Norman gave me free mustard.
Yeah. And see, I thought it was special.
You are special.
It's equal parts. I kind of tip my hat to him because, like, good job. You're doing your job really well.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting people.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you, which I know that's on your list, but it's fine. I think there is such a difference. If someone says to me, hi, are you interested in trying this product today? I would say it's probably a 50-50 shot that I'm going to stop.
Right.
Whereas someone's like, hey, you got to try this out. Get over here. And that's kind of what he did to me after, mm-hmm, he had sampled the strawberries to you. And I didn't really want to go, but I went because he's so stinking cute.
And he looks at you with like his eyebrows up and he's like, you got to come try it.
And make sure you have your napkin and your plate. Yeah, totally.
So very cute. I mean, I think if somebody, I this is probably ageist of me or something, but if somebody younger said it that way, I would have been like, no, get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would agree.
Like somebody under 60 years old, I would be like, no, please don't wave me over to your table.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
So,
God, I love the grocery store.
It's an interesting place.
It's like one of my favorite places on the planet. I even have my favorite door to go in. You know, you turn down the aisle right before my aisle. Uh-uh. Next aisle.
Please. We had a, but that's a thing, like developing your grocery store routine.
I love our grocery store.
And we loved our grocery store in Boise, too. The Albertsons, mm-hmm, on State Street. The original Albertsons.
It is the original. But anyway.
Cool.
That's all you got about Norman?
Yeah, that's all. I just thought it was a funny story.
I was thinking a little bit. So my second thing is that Jake and I switched sides of the bed. Sorry, coughing per usual. Mucus, nasally, it's all connected.
Vulnerability.
Anywho. Yeah, so I was asking friends about this the other day because, you know, Jake and I have been together now for 4 years, and it's like I realized we have always slept on the same side of the bed. So I have always slept on the right, well, now I'm looking at it. If you're looking at the bed, I have always slept on the left side. You've always slept on the right side. No matter where we lived, no matter how we switched the bedroom around, whatever, that was our position, if you will. And I don't know, like being back in Maine, and I know we are constantly talking about the difference between Idaho and Maine, but seasonal allergies here are kicking my arse, like real bad. And our bed is not the most comfortable, blah, blah, blah. I'm like trying to find every reason that will make me feel better. And so we're like, hey, yeah, let's switch sides of the bed. This is going to make us, because you were having trouble, right? Sleeping, was it your shoulder was bothering you?
And I think, you know, this is telling of me. If I'm going to sleep on it, I'm a side sleeper a lot of the time.
I'm a belly sleeper.
And I'm going to start sleeping like facing you. You know what I mean?
Always?
Pretty much always. I mean, and I will switch. That's almost like a security thing. Like, I want to be able to see you.
I want to stare at you at all times.
I want to just hear your breath.
Ew, crazy. No.
But my right shoulder for the last few years has been kind of hurting. Like, just, if I sleep on it wrong, it'll dull ache for like 24 hours. Or if I've been really active with it.
Yeah, you need to go see some physical therapist.
And that's a whole nother thing. But to switch to the other side, I can fall asleep staring at you on my good shoulder.
Oh, goodness. So we made the switch, I'd say, about a week ago.
Or less.
Do you think you're sleeping better, differently?
I mean, it seems fine. A little bit more. I'm sleeping more comfortably.
Okay. But you're not sleeping more soundly? Or I feel like you don't sleep well.
I haven't been.
So switching did not help?
No, it did. I'm definitely more comfortable.
Okay. I mean, for me, I just sleep anywhere. I could sleep. Your dad makes fun of me. Another shout out for Quinn. I can like fall asleep on a dog bed.
Many times on a dog bed.
Yeah, snuggling my dog. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to keep it this way.
Okay.
I just feel like, I don't know. It's not doing much for me. The Claritin is helping.
Yeah.
But, oh, am I boring you, Jake's just yawning. Yeah, it's fine.
So you wait, I'm trying to, so it is helping or it isn't helping?
No, I don't think it's really making a difference for me.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine.
I thought you said earlier today it was.
Maybe I did just to appease you. Marriage.
Ooh.
Am I right? I don't know. I just feel like it's not my spot.
Okay.
And you put me closer to the door, so if someone breaks in, I'm first to go.
That's true.
I mean, I guess that wouldn't matter. You get really scared pretty easily.
What are you talking
about? It's true. Like, if we hear a sound, you're like, oh.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to protect you. Don't you question my manhood on our podcast.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, I would definitely, I would protect you in a second.
Well, randomly, guys, I apologize. Our podcast is just boop, 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 boop all over the place. But sleeping on my new side of the bed. Last night, I woke up, like, from a dead sleep. My big toe. So much pain.
Throbbing.
And I got up to go to the restroom and I couldn't even walk on my foot. And I was like half asleep, so I couldn't really tell what was going on. And then this morning when I woke up for real, like what was going on with my toe?
Yeah, we think it's some kind of like a almost like an ingrown toenail type infection,
personal.
But probably not.
But it's not. And so we read everything online, like it must be some sort of like weird fungal infection. Like, are there any doctors out there? Someone help me.
We've been talking a lot about medical stuff.
Well, we have a lot going on. But I soaked my foot in some really hot water and Epsom salt. And is that how you say it?
Epsom.
You know when you say a word and it doesn't sound right?
Oh, yeah.
Epsom. Okay, yep, that. And I did that twice today, but it's still hurting a little.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you, like, call a doc?
I think, to me, if it's, like, been hurting like that or if it's, like, throbbing for more than, like, 24, 48 hours, I'm going to want to talk to somebody.
I don't want to lose a toe. It will affect my balance.
I don't
think
you're going to lose a toe.
Oh, my God. I hate Googling things when
you really
have an injury.
I really don't think
I Googled and gangrene came up.
You would know if it was gangrene.
I know it's not. It just freaked me out. Yeah. And then you see all these images.
Well, it's like there's so many things that like you could follow nearly any symptom and be like, could be cancer. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Terrifying.
Like, the internet's the worst place for that. I think doctors fight that a lot. You know, WebMD.
For sure.
So. All right. Let's see. Ooh, I got that one.
Jake's literally looking at his list right now.
Let's see. I'm going to do... I have three more.
Okay.
I'm just going to do one real quick.
Because I got nothing.
So I've been playing in this since we first moved here. I tried to find a good basketball group to just play pickup games with. And it's been really, she's giving me a face.
I'm totally kidding.
It's been like really great.
Sorry.
Golly.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, long story long, one of the guys that is like really basketball. Okay, I got to back up. Basketball can be a really testosterone like fest. Yeah. And guys don't really, like, it's so weird. When you show up with 10 guys who really don't know each other that well other than basketball, they're not really going to be themselves. They're
like
gonna,
macho, you mean?
Yeah, they're not going to say a lot. They're not going to want, nobody wants to organize the game. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to say, all right, we're shooting for 5, and the first 5 that make it from this spot, game's going to go to 50. Somebody just wants to go, hey, so what are we doing? Are we shooting, or like, what's the deal? So this guy, Nick, he's really good about just like being super positive and like setting the rules and making sure everybody feels welcome. And that's really a big deal for a game that is like so consistently played. These guys play, I'd say, 5 days a week. And so anyway, he's just a cool guy. And he got injured at one point this last summer. He like hurt his ankle, and he still showed up to the games and kept stats for everybody. And he would write them down in a little notebook. And then later he'd go home and like make this little spreadsheet and he'd post them to our little online Slack channel.
That's cool.
So, and he like, you know, he has
these
things. What
were your stats today?
I'm not going to say my stats today. You know I'm not going to say that.
Why?
Because it's bragging.
You did good, didn't you?
I did.
Oh,
really
boy.
Well. But it's just, he just cares about like the community and he's a really positive person. And I don't know. Just really neat. Like, and when somebody has a good play, even like maybe it's a good play for them, he calls it a hype. He's like, oh, that was so hype. You got a hype play. And he like gives them a little stat. It's like a gold star.
So
it's
is
so
that
cute.
Like a category that you could get so many hype plays?
I mean, yes. He puts hypes in the stat sheet, even though that doesn't
hilarious.
Exist as a thing.
How many did you get today?
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know if
Jake,
put
talk about yourself. Come on, open up to our community. This is our online friends.
The first game that I had, we played the game to 15. We won the game. I had 12 of our 15 points.
Freaking yikes!
So.
Wow.
That was good. Then
get it, babe.
Then we lost a couple games.
I started strong.
But if, you know, it's like I'm playing more often, so there is that kind of testosterone competitive thing where it's like, I know that I'm playing every week, and so I don't feel as like I need to just like throw my elbows around and make sure we win the game. Like, I'm just having fun. It just feels a little bit
easier.
Yeah,
you said you got knocked in the head today. That's concerning.
I got knocked around for sure.
Was it just because people weren't paying attention, or were they bigger, or what was
it?
No,
I mean, sometimes it just happens. Like, I was just guarding a guy and he made a move. Like, we're running pretty fast and he made a move and his shoulder basically just like knocked my head to the right hand side and like popped my neck a few times. It was like,
oh my,
and
okay,
then,
that's
and then a ball
dangerous.
Like a ball hit me right in the face, which was just, you know, people swatting the ball around and it just hit me in the face.
I want to see an instant replay.
Yeah, kind of bummed my nose out for a little while. But anyway, no, it was just fun. And he's, I don't know, it's just I've never seen that before in like a basketball community. Somebody willing to still show up when they're not playing.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like on a weekend. That time is valuable.
Yeah.
So he must
nice
really
guy.
Love it. Wait, I'm going to interrupt you real quick because you got me thinking of another thing I wanted to mention.
Good.
I think this is number 3 on my list. So while you were gone playing basketball, I got the dog out for a walk just around the neighborhood because it was just so beautiful. And I had 2 neighbors say hi.
What a record.
Well, typically, so we live in a pretty, I say congested, I feel like that's a bad connotation, but, you know, the neighborhood is pretty full of homes and
they're
pretty close together. So you see a lot of people, but I don't know. I just don't feel like people typically are like, hi.
Not and maybe very neighborly.
Maybe it's the warm weather and everyone was out like barbecuing today. I mean, I think when I took her outside, it was like almost 70 degrees. It was beautiful.
Really nice, yeah.
And we came across this cute young family, mom and dad pushing their little baby, and the mom instantly was like, can I say hi to your dog? And I'm like, yes, her name's Sarah. And they loved her. And we ended up, you know, making our full circle, passing their house where they were living. And they yelled to her. And I was like, yay, I love this neighborhood. And then another family was like, hi, how's it going? And I waved and I had the poop bag. I felt like such a loser. I was like, hi, boo, there's a poop bag in my hand. Like, that's so gross.
That's a Dimitri Martin joke.
It was so embarrassing. I love Dimitri Martin.
Holding a bag of poop is only acceptable if you also have a dog.
Right, right. I remember that. It was embarrassing, though. But the hand that didn't have the poop bag had the dog leash. So I just, like, without thinking, was like, hi. Hi, my name's Amy.
Yeah, right. But it's nice when people like.
Yeah, it was a good feeling, and it's feeling warm, and yeah. I know it will probably rain all week, so yay!
Totally.
But anyway,
it has been a rainy spring so far.
Very.
Cool. All right. I'm going to talk about my last thing.
Yeah, go for it.
So I've actually talked to other people about this. Something that strikes me about New England, and it is not. I don't mean this in like a bad way. It's just a communication style, I guess. But Amy's rolling her eyes. I notice there's a lot more interruption that happens in conversation. So like, if somebody has something to agree with your point, they're gonna say it right then and there, and like talk to you in the middle of your sentence. And I've also noticed sometimes when people see that that's happening, like, so I'm telling you a story and I see that you're about to interrupt me, I'll just start talking a little bit louder, you know. So it's like, and I've seen it like at work. I've seen it at work and at play, and it's not nobody gets upset. It's nothing is like bad about it. Everybody's on the same page. It's just interesting. Like, you know, a lot of the Midwestern thing is very just like, I will wait until you are finished and I will give my thoughts. And here it's just like everybody's talking at the same time. It's just interesting. It's fascinating to me.
Is it my turn to talk?
It is.
Oh, okay. I totally disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I really just don't agree.
Why?
Because I think you're generalizing too much. I think you do that a lot with New England.
I'm not saying that everybody does it. I'm just, I've noticed it.
I notice a New England thing.
But I never really noticed that anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And now I live in New England.
Okay.
So I notice it here. It's fine. You can disagree. Okay. You also grew up here, so.
Yep. I just don't really have anything to say. I think sometimes you overgeneralize.
But what is generalizing about it?
It's the way you say. I've noticed a New England thing. You can't say it's a New England thing unless you're generalizing.
Okay, so if I just said to like, I noticed a thing.
Well, no, because you've already said you think it's a New England thing.
I know,
thing.
But I guess I didn't know how to not generalize it. Because
I think you could say, I've noticed something that seems to happen a lot here that doesn't happen.
Okay, but that's
back
but that's,
where I'm from.
That's exactly what I meant. Like, that's exactly what I said.
Say what you mean, baby. Don't expect people to read between the lines.
It's because I said New England that
right,
you're upset.
Right, because I'm not upset. I'm telling you you're generalizing.
Okay.
When you label it something, that is an actual generalization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. I'm saying okay.
All right, what a sassy, fun Sunday night.
I truly didn't mean to generalize that everybody in New England does it, but okay. I've just noticed it, that's all.
Got it, noted.
Wow, see what side of the bed I sleep on tonight.
See what side of the bed I get up off of.
Well, I love you. Say that back to me now.
I love you too. Yep, that's real life.
Is that it?
I want to know what you people think about his generalization. You let me know.
Yeah, you can tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah,
that's
you
fine.
Let me know.
Just something I noticed.
Uh-huh. Anyhow, here's Wonderwall.
Oh, wow. I want to plug Sean Hancock has a podcast now.
Plug it up.
It's called...
Plug it in.
I'm proud of him for starting it. It's called The Improv Lifestyle. I think I listen to it on Spotify. I don't know how I don't know if he does it with Anchor or not, but I've listened to three of the episodes, and I mean, I think there's only three available right now, but it's really good. So there's some stuff in there that's about improv comedy, but there's a lot of it that's just about, I mean, there is kind of a spiritual bent to it, which
nice,
is really,
I like that.
It's really
nice.
What
is it called?
The Improv Lifestyle.
Okay.
And yeah, just some really good motivational stuff. And I mean, yeah, again, there's some stuff for improv comedians, but I think anybody would enjoy it. So
cool. I'll have to. What is it on? What platforms?
Spotify.
Okay. Sorry. You already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's all. Anything else you want to say?
I'm trying to think. No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Here's to a good week, and I'll be nicer to you. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
It's the Short List with Jake and Amy.